Little Sal picked three berries and dropped them in her little tin pail. Ka-plink, ka-plank, ka-plunk. She picked three more berries and ate them. Then she picked more berries and dropped one in the pail. Ka-plunk, and the rest she ate. Then Little Sal ate all four blueberries out of her pail.
For children in northern climates, blueberry picking isn't novel. It's merely a way of life, introduced to us almost subconsciously through storybooks and sunburned afternoons in the berry patch. In northeastern Minnesota, searching for blueberries up the Gunflint Trail in late July or early August is almost a rite of passage.
My children were just little ones at that time, and they just grew up in the berry patch. Our first year living up on Seagull, and that was back in 1990, we would go and pick at the top of the Palisades. And Joel was just a toddler, but, you know, you just plop him in the patch. And the rule with the kids, since they, you know, could remember, was as soon as you filled the bottom of your bucket and there weren't that plink, plink, plink sounds anymore, then you could go and play. So I got smarter. As the kids got older, they didn't know this, but their buckets got a little bigger. So then they picked a few more berries. And it wasn't about how much, but it was just about being outside.
It was just a matter of going out and enjoying the afternoon, basically. If we found berries, fine. If we didn't, a lot of times we'd go to the rapids between there at the end of the trail, and we'd have picnics next to the falls. And there were several places that it was like a bathtub where it was carved out in the big slabs, and we'd have that, and we'd eat our blueberries and whatever else we found.
Now I bring a cooler, not only for the berries, but for my treats, and then lots of water bottles, and my sun hat, and my sunscreen, and I have to bring bug spray because the bugs really like me, and I like to have, like I said, lots of snacks along, and then you just go. My goal's always been to pick 12 quarts a year, and it's, people say, like, why 12? Well, because that's a pie a month for a whole year. And so if you've got 12 quarts in the freezer, you get to have a little bit of summer for a whole year.
There have been a couple bad years, yeah. When after the fire, when things were still growing up, you had to look a lot farther. There was a couple years where I would only come home with, you know, a couple cups each time. And that was okay because I was scoping where they were going to be. And I think that's a good reconnaissance years to see, okay, this is going to be a good spot.
It's truly, I would say, it's truly a meditative experience. It's, you know, just being one with outside and gathering these berries that you get to then eat throughout the whole winter, and you open that bag that comes out of the freezer and it just smells like summer.
It's hard to describe what you feel berry picking, you know, unless you do it. I would do it any day. I would.
This piece was produced by Ada Igo for WTIP North Shore Radio. Thanks to Joni Christensen and Carol Byers for sharing berry picking memories, and to Mary Igo for her reading from Robert McCloskey's Blueberries for Sal. He's from the upper crust. Oh, yeah.